Okay, so part one, Shavasana, part two, I just have some announcements for you. And here they are. Can I see them both at the same time, them and you? Let's see if I can do that, because then I know that you're still hearing me. Oh, there it is. Okay. So just some of these are going to be reminders. Some of you might go, what? Oh, have we done that? Right? Wherever you are with this, just briefly to remind you of a few things. We've moved all our calendaring and scheduling to Google Calendar. Check your email for instructions if you haven't accessed that yet. So that way you always have the most updated calendar. All the calls through July are on the Google Calendar. And as new calls are scheduled, they're going to be added there first. So if you can't find the link, email Amy, amy@michellegunderson.com. She'll send it to you. The bonus private sessions that I've been doing with you guys, they've been amazing, amazing, amazing. I'm trying to think. We've completed them all. Have I missed anybody? If I missed you, let me know. All right. I'm pretty sure we did them. I met with each of you privately. And then I'm really excited about taking all that energy, all that momentum into our new Q&A calls, into our new office hours, where you can get your questions answered up to 3 times a week. And so think big picture, think steps and actions that will move you forward, and think beyond emergencies for those times together. It's like, Michelle, I have something that is happening 10 seconds from now. Will you please help me with it? I haven't mentioned it before. I'm like, we'll always do our best to help you, but then are you always living your life in emergency mode? We want to unplug that and let go of that, right? It leaks energy. So what is it that you strategically need to know? And so let me see. And we have them scheduled. So stage one, and we won't adhere to this perfectly at first, because I just want you to ask your questions. But the intentionality behind it is that we're moving through the stages, and we will, like, by 3-4 months or so, we'll be even, more defined about the stages. But because, we just started the Love Your Life community, and because you have all done some pieces sometimes of, a bit of stage three, but wow, we missed a piece over here in stage one. We're doing a little bit of stage one and two together for sure, sometimes dipping into stage three. So you might have a stage three question going like, do I have to wait 2 months to ask that question? No, right? But also be advised, notice there's a stage three question. Is that where I should really be focusing my attention? So that will serve you, all right? What actually should I be doing? So stage one is vision, and that's weekly on Mondays, 11:30 Mountain Time. Offers and sales, that's stage two, our big self stepping out and actually doing it. And wow, did we see that in our Create Your Offer call on Tuesday, the depth of stepping into that big self and what it is when we step into that, who we actually become in that. That was phenomenal, you guys. So offers and sales weekly, and big self weekly on Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Mountain Time. We put them at different times of the day too, different parts of the week, so you can dive in and ask your questions as needed, right? And then office hours weekly on Fridays from 9 till 10. All that's in your email. We've sent it to you different ways. It's in announcements, right? But I wanted to mention it as well, and with thanks to Mary Kay about the questions and how they work. The Q&A calls, where we're our Mondays and Tuesdays, we're on Zoom like this. You've posted your questions 24 hours beforehand, and you should have that jot form in your email. I'm not in charge of that though, so I can't remember exactly when that's coming through to you. You should have it. If you don't have the jot form, we're just posting in office hours for now, right? If you can't access the jot form, we'll post it there. But in the next week or so, we'll make sure that that jot form is there. You can post it there. That way I can think about it better. Those questions are gathered just in one place, and it kind of guides you through it. So you can ask an empowering question. And so Monday and Tuesday, we're on Zoom like this. You post it 24 hours beforehand. I can think about it and serve you best. Office hours is different. It's training a different skill. Ask a question in one sentence. I tell you, I talk a lot, asking a question in one sentence is a lot, right? Like, how do you do that? But the honing that you need to do to try to go, what is my exact question that will take me forward? It's a skill that I also need to work on myself. I'm just going to be honest with you. Like, I want to ask 20 questions, but when I can focus, then that's that one thing that I need that moves me forward. It's brilliant. So the office hours function in a different way. And also it reminds us of how much we can get out of Slack. And you can lean in Slack in so many different ways. We have this amazing tool. We have leaned in with Slack for 5 years in this community. Why I didn't bring it to the community earlier, it's crazy, right? But on the team, we build so much through Slack. like we have, for various reasons, we usually meet weekly and sometimes, you know, bi-weekly actually, but we haven't for various reasons. Everything is just getting done over Slack. Questions asked, you know, a brainstorming done, all kinds of things. So it trains you to use that tool till you can use it elsewhere in your business, right? And so trains that focused intentionality, and also that you can receive what you need. It's like, this is the thing I need. Oh, here's an answer. Now get going and be on the court and do it, right? And then if the question sort of escalates, you know, it's like there's another layer of it, and there's another layer of it, and maybe a 5-minute conversation will help us clear things up. Then and only then we'll move to Zoom, but it's designed to be on Slack with the Zoom backup as we need it. And we'll move there as needed. All right. So those are, and there you just ask it right in the office hours thread, right as we're doing the office hours. All right. If you want to post it there a little bit earlier before we start it, you could do that too, but it's designed to be, here's a question right here on the spot. The Slack channels, you can see them in our Slack, in Slack right now. And each one of them has a different function. Random is sort of for that fun stuff. You know, you don't know where to put it, put in random. You know, you want to chat with people, right? Program, any kind of program questions, or you're leaning in with the community, or you want to, you know, access each other's brilliance and genius. It's something that many things can go in the program channel, because if you have a question and you want input from others, sometimes there's going to be somebody in the community that will have the answer there for you first. So, you know, before a team member gets there, there might be somebody there that's there 5 minutes after you are, and they already know the answer to that. So it's a great place to dive in for any program things, right? Program anything related to your journey, right? We've got a place for wins. We've got a place for announcements. And we just invented this a few days ago, that those Jot forms that you do, we want to push them through to Slack. We haven't got that done yet. But we will do that so you can see each other's questions as well. So I asked Amy if we could do that just this week, because I loved seeing your questions in office hours. I thought it might be useful for you guys to see them each other. All right. So reminder, the last week of the month is implementation week. We're doing it a little bit differently right now, but it'll be in full form in July. I am teaching next week, but that's not usually going to happen. So implementation week, this is time to connect with Yvonne, with Marie, to mastermind with each other on Thursdays, to catch up with calls that you've missed, to dive in and act on implement the things that you've been learning. So no Q&A calls or office hours that week with me. You can check in with each other, check in with Yvonne, check in with Marie. It allows you to tap into that brilliance. There's such brilliance and genius in this community. It's outstanding. And so remember to tap in with that. Monthly masterminds hosted by Yvonne and Marie. The next one is Thursday, July 28th, 12:30 p.m. With Yvonne. And there's 30-minute calls with Marie once a month during implementation week on Wednesdays. And I'm just going to put that in the chat, the link to book that. So you can go there and book a time with Marie. And she started in this community in 2010. We've been working together a long, long time. When I have story issues, I turn to her. I turn to Yvonne. They've helped me countless times. They will help you. They are amazing. I know you guys know that. Let me see. Anything else I need to tell you about here? Yes. Mary Kay asked for, the only question that I saw posted for today was, she's like, Michelle, can you put this in writing about how we do the questions? So I just told it to you, and I've asked team members to post that. So we'll post that soon, but it's exactly as I just described. Office hours, Fridays, different from Monday and Tuesdays. And did I describe that clearly? You can go back and listen to it if you're unsure. And that's all those ways to ask questions. Just a quick reminder too, we have our quarterly intention call. We've never done this before. Thursday, June 30th at 12:30 Mountain Time. So translate to your own time zone, all that's in your inbox. Just wanted to remind you, there's like so much to serve and support you. Make use of all the resources in this community to help you on your journey. We are partnering with you. We're here for you. We want your success, and we're trying, we found every way that we can find to support you in your journey, all right? And it will only grow from here, from the things that we learn from you and being together on the court, right?
What was that date again, please?
Yeah, sure. It is next Thursday. So same time, same places right now, but a week from now, Thursday, June 30th, 12:30 Mountain Time. And all this is on the calendar. All this is in your inbox. And I may not be announcing these dates so much anymore because it's just like, go to the calendar. It's already there. Go to the calendar. It's already there. So, you know, train yourself. And I've got to train myself to do that too. Go to the calendar. It's already there. And go in Slack to be connected with people. Right. Any questions about the announcements? Yeah, Marnie.
What is it that's on June 30th?
Quarterly planning. So bring your vision questions to that, because we, you know, and I've given you assignments about what's my 3-year vision? What's my 1-year vision? What is my vision in the Love Your Life community, right? What's my vision for that? You know, the stages, like what's my vision for that? And what do I want for this quarter? And how are we going to know what our quarterly vision is unless we want to know where we're going to be 3 years from now? So to really like prepare for that class by doing the very best that you can do at each level of those vision, ask questions about it, you know, and Mondays are the vision questions, right? Ask questions. You can share it with me. I can give you, there's so much that I know about what creates a vision that actually gets enacted. And I don't want to train you on these countless umpteen things. I want to be on the court there with you. Michelle, here's my vision. We had Anna Maria's amazing example of a very powerful vision, right? We went through that at the Create Your Vision retreat. That was amazing, right? And then when I was working with you, you'll remember Anna Maria, it's like, and no, this isn't written in stone, because sometimes when it's so beautiful, then we want to cling to it. We won't let go. We have to even let that go. And like, we did a deep dive with that, didn't we, Anna Maria? It's like, it's so beautiful. You're going to have to let it go, you know, because it's going to shift and grow and change. Because we also all talked about how beautiful it is, even more so, you're going to need to let it go and let it grow and shift and change, right? So, so that's how I would prepare for next Thursday. And you could take the entire week focusing on those visions, on those different levels of vision, and that would be a week well spent. I don't think anybody's actually going to do that here, but just know that's how important that is. This is stage one work. And the only reason I say you probably won't do that, the only other thing to do is stage two work. Go out there and do it, because that will inform your vision. You know, because sometimes we envision in a vacuum, like I'm going to have $1 billion tomorrow. Let me just sit back and enjoy that, right? But that's in the Science of Getting Rich too, right? Nothing happens then. Stage two, right? You got to be on the court and be doing it, right? Go have those calls, and it will make your vision real. It will enact it. And like Diane taught us so beautifully this week. Thank you, Diane. It's like, it doesn't have to be perfect. So stage one and stage two work are, you know, they work intimately together as well. I create the vision and I can just sit there and imagine that I have a vision that tomorrow I'm going to be a billionaire. If I'm not on the court, it's a pipe dream. It's not a vision. So make sense about how to use your time. What's there to serve and support you. I won't keep going through those, but I know there's been lots of changes. And one of the reasons I want to go through in detail too is the question from Mary Kay. Again, thanks Mary Kay, when you're listening to this, just clarity, because there's lots of moving parts right now. We're trying to not overwhelm you with it, like one piece at a time. Yeah, Heidi, go ahead.
Just for clarity, the specific assignment of that breaks out the 3-year, 1-year, 90-day, where is that? Is that in one of the threads assignments?
I believe Amy put it in announcements, which is where it should go.
Announcements. Okay.
Right? So the announcements channel, if there's something that we want you all to know about, it's in the announcements channel, right? So, you know, if you're not sure, yes, there's however many channels, we've got quite a few channels. But it's not going to take you long to go click, 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 where was it? And it will familiarize you with the channel. So it's not a bad way to, as we're beginning, to use your time. It's like, that's what goes over here, right? I have a new puppy. I can put it in the random channel, right? I've got a window celebrate. I'm going to put it. And Karen, we had this discussion. This is a thing that could go in the win channel, the program channel. And you wisely put it over there in the win channel, because it's a deep, deep and beautiful win, right? So getting familiar with how we talk to each other. And again, it's... we have different channels to different ends as a team, but we use multiple different channels for multiple different ends. And it has, we could not have run the company and grown it to this place. That's been growing like tremendously without the use of Slack and the way we communicate there. So have fun with it, enjoy. And it was fun seeing some of you going like, trying out this channel, you know, like see you playing with it. Good for you. All right. Any other questions about, I know it's a big chunk about announcements too, but you know, Shavasana, deep letting go, announcements, how do you tap into these things and how do you best use your week until we meet next for the next training? so that you, and therefore like the kinds of questions to ask. So I want to set you up for the week, not just like give you, you know, announce things, but set you up for your week is what I want to do there. Yeah, Diane.
Well, just curious, these would be our business goals then, right?
Yes, okay. Yes. And I'm really glad you asked that question because, it, you know, when you have your three-year vision, it's just like the categories that I was talking about in offer creation. I've separated them out for you so you can see them, but they also intermix and intermingle. So your business vision, I don't want you to go, oh, wait, I'm envisioning that I'm talking to my closest friend about how much I love my business. Oh, but my friend is in there. They can't, you know what I mean? Like, don't have guards in your mind about that. But I want you to create that for your business because that's what we're doing here together. And then what you can do, you can transfer that excellence. Because when you know how to create that vision over here, then you, it's a natural that you'll go, what do I want for my life? Do you know? And so if some of that fits into your three-year vision, for instance, that's all perfect. And I would even want that. Like it's going to leak. Do you get what I'm saying? It's going to leak. I want the center to be your business. But when you're envisioning it, I can see a, you know, I'm so happy and grateful, you know, and you're saying it like present tense. I'm lying here on the beach reading my book because my business is humming away and other people are tending to the people that I love that I'm caring for that are my clients. Like, wouldn't that sentence fit in there? Where does that fit in? Is that life? Is that business? Right. So I don't want you to put artificial fences, but I do want you to know your business vision. So that's a great, great question, Diane. Did that answer it?
Yes, it did. Other vision work I've done, they had it into four different quadrants. So I just wanted to make sure this was just strictly business one.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought about that for you. And because as we talked about in the vision workshop, like I'm envisioning all the time, it's a way of life. So I could ostensibly ask you about what's your vision for your day? What's your vision for the next hour? What's your vision for this next minute in this class? You know, right? So we're envisioning all the time, everywhere, all the time, everywhere. It's I want this to become a way of being for you to start to see the world that way. It's an extremely empowering story. And then when you exercise it over here, you'll be able to do that in those other areas as well. And I don't want you for now to dissipate your energy because sometimes what we see, oh, and Karen, are you okay if I point to some of the coaching that we did? Remember? You had some, and I can share this with them, what you had on the page. Are you okay with that? Not details, but yes, you're sure?
Yeah, I trust you. I don't know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that trust. I really appreciate it. When we met in our private session, you had so many things and they were all beautiful. But there were so many things I said to you, well, like sometimes when I look at this, I get tired. Remember me saying that? That's a piece I wanted to share. And so I didn't want your energy dissipated by like, there's all these things. I want, it's like, when I really know that vision, I will know the other things anyway. Do you know what I'm saying? If I have the business vision that is really, really, really it, it's going to encompass those other things, but I won't dissipate my energy thinking there's, and I know there's different, like sometimes there's four areas of our life. And is it business, spirituality, all that kind of stuff? You know, you've all done that work before probably, right? And sometimes there's 20 different areas, but it can dissipate our energy. So I just want you like, this is it. And out of that, it's actually my PhD work was very much like that. People have a funny idea sometimes about what a PhD is. I know I did before I did it. And people go, well, how could you like spend all those years studying the head of a pin? You know, like, and sometimes it seems like that from the outside, like it's got to be so specific. But in order to really understand that thing, all of the other things come into focus. Let me see, like you could do that, for instance, so it's such a great question. I want to spend a moment here so we understand this. So let's say my area, and this works for every one of your areas too, right? Like, let's say I just want to get really fit. Let's say that was my goal, right? It's not anybody's area in this room in this moment, right? So I tried to choose something that was different from anything here, right? So let's say that was my goal. I want to get really fit. I mean, I want to be Anna Maria, you have some goals that are related to that, but not right on that, right? You got to be really, you know, strong and all those things, right? But it's not right on your goal. So, you know, I want to be really, really fit. Well, in order to be really, really fit, and maybe it could be like something like Olympic level, you know? I better have a focused mind, because without a focused mind, I'm not going to get fit. But it's channeled through that fitness. And I see you, Karen, just one sec. So, and also, if I'm going to be really, really fit, well, I'm going to have to tend to my diet, because I can't eat hot dogs all the time. And right. So, oh, I'm going to have to tend to my sleep, because I won't be really, really fit without sleeping well. Oh, and I'm always arguing with, you know, every family member imaginable, but now I try to be fit and it's exhausting me. And do you see, like, through the lens of that one thing, all of our lives actually come into focus, but there's a focused intentionality behind it. So that was such a great question. And so focusing that I really wanted to go into it so that you can be ready for getting the most out of next week, right? So thank you. And that's not letting go too, like letting go of all of that so I can see it through there so I can really move my life forward quickly. Thank you for that. Yes, good. Karen.
It's almost what I think you're asking for in the vision. I'm so used to doing visions with like vision board, and it's specific and it's like laid out. And so I'm course correcting my mind, but I have the be do have thing in my head. So it's kind of like, it's more that I've been doing more the do for my vision versus the be and the have. So is that more of what you're asking, is about who we want to be, what we're going to have?
I want you to know what that life feels like and what it is to what you there. It's not, I'm not saying I haven't given you guidance on this one thing or that thing, like what you're going to be, what you're going to do, what you're going to have. That's all part of it. Can you place yourself so strongly in that vision so that you are that right now? One way to write it is like, it is 3 years from now is June the 23rd, 2025. I'm sitting on my couch thinking about how much I love my life right now. You can write it as a letter to somebody if you want. Like, I'm not giving you the form of, I don't care about that right now, right? You know, maybe you're writing as a letter to someone you deeply love and trust and that will hear you. Let me tell you why I love my life so much. I have the most outstanding business imaginable. You can't believe it. This is why I'm sitting here. Or, you know, I don't, like life could come into it, right? And I'm working with this many people and I'm doing this. And I'm like, I don't know what it is for you, right? But so it's as tangible and real as this call right here, right now. That making sense? And we had like such a beautiful model with Anna Maria's. And there were different pieces that Anna Maria brought in that. I don't want to be so strict about it that you cordon off things. But I also don't want it, sometimes we fragment it. And I've experienced training on this from some great mentors even. But as we start to divide it up into so many categories, we lose the vision. I've not taught this before. It's really new knowledge for me to understand something that I have been doing as unconscious competence and to convey it to you. So I have not taught this before, but if you have ever experienced that you've done, because I know you've all done some kind of visioning work, or you wouldn't have got, you probably wouldn't be here. And if you haven't, don't worry. It's not necessary for this. All right. But probably if you've got here, you've got some kind of visioning work behind you. But if you've ever felt that either tired in the looking at it, like how am I going to accomplish that? Or that's far away from me. I don't know how to get there, even though it's that other self that I will be that I'm not now. Or you've ever felt like, there's so many things you don't know where to start, or there's a little bit of dissipation of energy. If you've ever felt even once one of those things in looking at a vision that had a whole bunch of threads to it, raise your hand. This is a piece that's not out there. That's 100% in the room, and it's never talked about. And I have been doing something different than that, that I've not been able to articulate till now. This was stage one vision. I wanted to help you with that because people have all these visions, but they're pipe dreams. They don't happen. Like, let's actually have the vision that happens. That's what I want for you. So does that clarify for you, Karen? Okay. It was great, great, great questions, you guys. All right. And I did say we wouldn't have our Q&A call on Tuesday because there'd be time for questions either, you know, on Tuesday and on Thursday. I haven't seen any posted questions, but I'm really glad. I wanted to take some time for some questions. So those are two great questions here. And also, more than two, I think about the, also like Heidi, like the, you know, thank you for the technical questions. Thank you for the, what are we doing questions? Thank you for the, you know, Marnie's, like all of you guys are asking great questions, right? So thank you for the deep dive questions that help us on the path. Any other questions? Is this clear? Both what to do, how, this is a how to use your next week, how to show up with, so then I can help you at that level. If you walk in the room and go like, I have no idea what I want coming up, or, you know, I haven't even thought about it or whatever, I can help you the best I can. But if you do as much work as you can beforehand and with each other and on your own and rereading Signs of Getting Rich, I reread it every week now, right? You know, because he says so much about how to envision. It's really, really helpful. Then I can help you at the stage, like you've gone as far as you can. And then I could take you from there. And that is how I be in the world too. And I think that is a part that has really propelled success in ways that I want to share with you, right? So when I was doing my yoga teacher training, years before I did it, the yoga studio owner says, you should do the yoga teacher training now. And I'm like, but I knew that I was still learning things, and I knew that there was still a background that I wanted to have. And I went to do the teacher training, but I'd done everything that I could in a bunch of classes and doing all the highest level classes and so on, so that I entered in at that stage. So I want you to enter in the best you can with each training that we do at that stage. Do what you can on your own. And then when you enter in, we can go so much farther for so much faster. Making sense? I love these questions because they let me articulate that. Yes, perfect. Anytime if you have to miss a call, remember you can still post questions for the call beforehand too. And I will address your questions on the call, right? Let me know in the question, remind me in the question if you can't be there. So then I won't be, oh, maybe they're going to arrive. Maybe I'll hold off on that question or something like that. I know you're not there for that call, and I'll answer it without you there. And sometimes, because I'll call on you sometimes when I'm answering the question, and sometimes I won't, depending on the nature of the question, but I'll know not to call on you, and I'll answer it the best I can. And I'll think about it differently if I know you're not going to be there. So if there's something that, you know, important that calls you away, you can still post questions, all right? Okay, let me see, anything else? This is a deep, deep dive, but this is, again, we're still at the beginnings of our Love Your Life community, and there's lots of new stuff. And I want to make sure that we all have the best of like how to go forward from here, right? Good. Okay, another little mini recording, part 2.